A higher taste, ruchi, it's called in Sanskrit.
Vyšší ukus, ruchi na sanskritu.
A taste which in spiritual things, which just is so strong that you don't even feel the desire to go back to material tastes.
To je ukus koji osjećate prema duhovnim stvarima, a koji je toliko snažan da uopće ne osjećate nikakav ukus više prema materijalnim.
Then the dawning or the experience of hladini and samvit.
Potom kada kušamo, što znači hladini i samvit.
These are the spiritual energies of the Lord.
To su gospodinove duhovne energije.
They come from the spiritual platform.
One dolaze sa duhovne razine.
They empower you.
I one nas opunomoćuju.
They have no material causes.
One uopće nemaju nikakve materijalne načine.
They're caused by Krishna consciousness.
I njih uzrokuje svjesnost Krišne.
So in us there are always these two natures as long as we are in this world.
Dok god se nalazimo u ovom svijetu, u nama postoje ove dvije prirode.
And they are sometimes wrestling with each other.
I one se ponekad hrvaju jedna s drugom.
The conditional nature says, oh, remain lazy.
Uvjetovana priroda govori nam, ostani lijen.
Go to the material side.
O, pređi na materijalnu stranu.
Sleep more.
Spavaj malo više.
Give up.
Odustani.
Lose your faith.
Izgubi vjeru.
Be normal.
Budi normalan.
Budi normalno, yes. And then there is a talk of war. Who has a soul?
A zatim dođe do protunapada. Ne, kaže duša.
You know how nice it is in Krishna consciousness.
Znaš kako lijepo je svjesnost Krišne.
Don't give up.
Ne odustaj.
Continue.
Nastavi.
Soldier, go on.
Dušo, idi dalje.
Be enthusiastic.
Budi entuzijastičan.
I will soon start to fly if this goes on.
Ako se ovo dalje nastavi, uskoro ću poletjeti.
So, very often there is a conflict.
I vrlo često postoji sukob.
If we can arrange our lives ideal, then there is no conflict.
Međutim, ukoliko možemo na savršen način sklopiti svoje živote, taj sukob neće postojati.
We can be devotees in this material world.
Moći ćemo biti bakte u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
But very often, from the conditioned side, impediments come.
Međutim, s naše uvjetovane strane vrlo često dolaze zapreke.
We get sick.
Obolijevamo.
And we chanting gets very difficult.
I postane nam vrlo teško mantrati.
Our mind gets depressed. It's winter time.
Postane potišten, dođe zimsko razdoblje.
It's difficult for us at that moment when the material nature strikes to keep our enthusiasm alive.
Kada materijalna priroda nas na taj način udari, postane nam vrlo teško držati entuzijazam.
We marry.
Oženimo se.
It is good if we want to have a good Krishna conscious spiritual marriage.
Dobro je ukoliko želimo imati vrlo lijep brak u svjesnosti Krišne.
But no, our conditional natures don't do us a favor. We quarrel all the time.
Međutim, naše uvjetovane prirode to nam ne dopuštaju, neprestano se svađamo.
We want to remain a celibate monk for the rest of our life. Yes.
Želimo ostati svećenik u celibatu do kraja svog života.
All the time think of women, mislite.
No, cijelo ne samo mislimo ženama i mislimo.
And we fall in love.
I zaljubimo se.
See the world red.
I cijeli nas svijet izgleda crveno.
These are all examples how it's not always so easy that the conditional and constitutional nature, how they don't always go parallel to each other.
Sve su to primjeri koji nam pokazuju da naša uvjetovana i izvorna priroda ne idu uvijek jedna uz drugu.
But this is not a problem.
Ali to nije problem.
This is natural.
To je prirodno.
A little while ago, I made a flight journey from Bombay. It's called now Mumbai.
Pred neko vrijeme doletio sam iz Bombaja koji se sada zove Mumbai.
And I wanted to go to Paris.
I želio sam ići u Pariz.
was on the 28th of December when I learned this.
To je bilo 28. prosinca.
Last year.
Prošle godine.
We were starting in Mumbai.
Krenuli smo iz Mumbaja.
And we were flying.
I letjeli smo.
Then one of when the captain came and sat next to me and said to me something which shocked me totally.
Međutim, onda mi je jedan prišao kapetan i rekao je nešto što me potpuno zapanjilo.
Do you know, he said to me, that we are of course.
Znaš li da smo skrenuli sa naše putanje?
In 5 minutes he looked at me and said, do you know that we are again of course? Of course, do you understand? Of course, not on the right course.
Nakon 5 minuta ponovo me pogledao i rekao, ponovo smo skrenuli s putanje.
And then we were then again he said, we are again totally of course.
I zato mi je rekao još jedan put, on ponovo smo u potpunosti skrenuli s putanje.
And I said, will we ever reach in Paris, may I ask, or will we come out, will we go to Moscow?
Ja sam upitao, pa hoćemo li mi uopće stići do Pariza ili ćemo završiti u Moskvi?
No, he said, we will surely reach in Paris. Don't worry.
Ne, rekao, sigurno ćemo stići do Pariza. Ne brini.
Then he gave the explanation.
I onda mi je pružio objašnjenje toga.
He said, when a plane flies from international wise, is most of the time, of course.
I objasnio mi je da kada avion leti tim međunarodnim putevima, on većinu vremena skreće sa svoje putanje.
And the reason why is because there are high there are the winds up in the sky.
A razlog tome su snažni vjetrovi koji pušu na tim visinama.
Very hard winds.
Ti su vjetrovi vrlo snažni.
Who always chup, bring the plane chup. Of course.
Koji uvijek skreću avion sa njegove putanje.
This is not a problem.
A to nije problem.
Problem only starts if we stop to correct the course.
Problem se javlja tek ukoliko se zaustavimo kako bismo se vratili ponovo natrag na svoju putanju.
When you are in your spiritual life, you will always see that the conditional nature tries to bring you off course.
U svom duhovnom životu primijetit ćete kako vas vaša uvjetovana priroda neprestano tjera da skrećete sa svog puta.
Like now I'm becoming very hungry.
Na primjer, sada postajem vrlo gladan.
And my mind says, stop the seminar, eat.
I umi govori, završi seminar, idi jesti.
It's an example of the conditional nature trying to bring me off course. I'm in control as of yet, don't worry.
To je primjer uvjetovane prirode koja me jednostavno pokušava skrenuti sa mog puta. Međutim, ne morate brinuti, još uvijek je sve pod kontrolom.
Some of you who sit in the seminar, they might get strong signals from the leg. Oh no, don't sit like this, won't you?
Neki vas mogu sjediti na ovom seminaru i jedanput početi dobijati snažne poruke od svoje noge, daj nam sjediti više tako.
Walk out, please.
Molite, prošeći malo.
It always happens in our spiritual life that the conditional nature will try to, you know, it will, we will get signals.
I to će se...
Remain. Yes. Please say that always there will be signals from the conditional life. Mm-hmm.
Dakle, uvijek će postojati određeni signali od naše uvjetovane strane.
But we need to correct the course.
Međutim, potrebno je da ispravimo tu putanju.
Then we always get to Paris or to our goal.
I tada ćemo uvijek stići na svoj na Pariz, odnosno na svoj cilj.
One time there was a devotee who said to my spiritual master, I'm in Krishna consciousness but I became sick. Ooh, I have a doubt.
Jednom je jedan bhakta rekao mom duhovnom učitelju, ja sam svjesnosti Krišne, no razbolio sam se i imam sumnju.
And Prabhupada said, no problem.
Prabhupada je rekao, nema problema.
Coming to Krishna consciousness doesn't mean you are always healthy.
To što si došao svjesnost Krishne ne znači da ćeš uvijek biti zdrav.
Krishna consciousness is not a material but a spiritual blessing.
Svjetnost Krišne nije materijalni blagoslov, već duhovni.
So whenever you get off course, don't worry.
I stoga ako kad skrenete sa svoje putanje, nemojte brinuti.
Even if it has happened many times and it might happen many times again.
Čak i ako se to dogodilo i ako će vam se to dogoditi još mnogo puta.
The question is, what will you do?
Pitanje je, što ćete učiniti?
Please correct the course.
Molim vas, ispravite svoju putanju.
You can find these typical things which are course correctors in the text number 3 in the Nectar of Instruction.
Tipične primjere stvari koje vam mogu pomoći da ispravite svoju putanju pronaći ćete u trećem stihu Nektara podučavanja.
Do something to come to again become enthusiastic in your spiritual life. A new project maybe.
Učinite nešto pomoću čega ćete ponovo postati entuzijastični u svom duhovnom životu.
Maybe the Bavite project,
nekim novim projektom.
Maybe the project of your heart for the first time. That's a very good project.
Na primjer, preuzmite projekt svojeg srca. To je jako dobar projekt da se njime pozabavite po prvi put.
Do something to get your confidence back.
Učinite nešto kako biste vratili svoje povjerenje.
Make maybe a little pause in your life where you just hear the mantra and just hear the sacred scriptures.
Napravite jednu stanku u svom životu u kojem ćete samo slušati mantru i svete spise.
Follow the footsteps of great souls.
Slijedite stope velikih duša.
These and other things are means to get your course back on to get your airplane back on course.
Sve ove stvari kao i mnoge druge pomoći će vam da svoj zrakoplov ponovo vratite na pravi put.
Now another very good thing to help you in your spiritual life is a simple little art. Another help in our spiritual life is to learn a simple little art.
Još jedna stvar koja će vam pomoći u vašem duhovnom životu je da naučite jednu jednostavnu malu umjetnost.
It is the art of praying for protection.
To je umjetnost moljenja za zaštitu.
A devotee who always prays for protection in his life.
Bhakta koji se u svom životu neprestano moli za zaštitu.
And who doesn't do a step without the protection of the Lord is always on the transcendental platform.
I koji ne napravi niti jedan korak bez da se moli za zaštitu Gospodina na pravilnom putu.
Yes. Our next block. I'm sorry, I actually called you a little bit too early. It was my mistake, Madhura. I thought what we should do is we should make I should ask for a few questions now. And then I want to make a pause. No, I want to make the pause immediately, because we sit already for 1 hour and 15 minutes. And then, after the pause, we will chant a prayer for protection. Namaste Narasimhaya. No, even better. After the pause, we see the slideshow where we go to Ahovalam.
Dakle, ovako, sad ćemo napraviti stanku. I na 15 minuta i nakon nje ćemo prikazati dias projekciju u kojoj ćemo gledati Ahovalu.
Yes. It's very important that you please sit after 15 minutes again on your stolica or on your particular private sitting place.
Vrlo bitno da nakon točno 15 minuta ponovo sjedite na svoju stolicu ili već na svoje određeno mjesto.
Because after this 15 minutes we will go to the place of protection in this world.
Jer ćemo nakon tih 15 minuta krenuti na mjesto zaštite u ovom svijetu.
Even if you only see this place,
čak i da samo vidite ovo mjesto,
you will get a divine protection.
Ova dias projekcija toliko je moćna da su nas čak i policajci na granici jednostavno propustili.
So when you see it, your life might change.
Kad je vidite, vaši će se životi možda promijeniti.
It's a spiritual adventure slideshow.
To je dias projekcija duhovne avanture.
So 6:15, 17. we will continue.
Dakle, nastavit ćemo u 6 i 17.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Nrsinga, Sri Nrsinga, Jai Jai Nrsinga, Jai Nrsinga, Dukun Katma Mukha Pakma Vringa, Jai Nrsinga, Sri Nrsinga, Jai Jai Nrsinga, Paradesa Jaya Pakma Mukha.
So we are coming now to the end of our seminar. Hare Krishna. Blaženka, this is you, isn't it? Yes. We come to the last block on spiritual survival. I will need my little thing here. Darko, maybe you can... Stavavali, last block, huh?
Dakle, sada se bližimo posljednjem dijelu našeg seminara o duhovnom preživljavanju.
I would say the most important point really is still missing.
Rekao bih da glavna poanta još uvijek nedostaje.
We have discussed so far about an attitude which a spiritualist needs to take up when it comes to difficult situations in his or her life.
Sada smo govorili o stavu koji duhovnjak treba uzeti kada se u svom životu suoči sa poteškoćama.
We have to look at the situation with spiritual vision.
Stvar moramo sagledati sa duhovnom vizijom.
Understand that what is coming to us comes because of our karma.
I shvatiti da nam se ono što nam se događa zbog naše karme.
And continue with spiritual activities.
Te da moramo nastaviti sa svojim duhovnim djelatnostima.
We have heard about six spiritual principles which help us to correct our course as we are going off in this material on our spiritual lives.
Slušali smo o šest načela koje nam pomažu da se vratimo na svoj put dok idemo tom duhovnom stazom.
And we have heard about the need of protection from higher agents like Lord Nrisimhadev.
Te smo slušali o važnosti zaštite iz višeg izvora kao što je gospodin Nrisimhadev.
Now we will hear about the immense potency which lies in spiritual association or sadhu sangha.
A sada ćemo saslušati o ogromnoj važnosti, odnosno snazi koja se nalazi u druženju sa baktama, sadhu sangi.
Coming together with devotees is the birthplace of bhakti.
Sastanje sa baktama je mjesto na kom se rađa bhakti.
And difficulties with devotees can destroy bhakti.
A poteškoće koje imamo sa bhaktama mogu uništiti bhakti.
Yes. We must be very careful to not create offenses against devotees.
Moramo biti vrlo pažljivi kako ne bismo uvrijedili bhakte.
The moment we create offenses against devotees, Lord Vishnu comes personally and rolls big stumbling blocks on our path so that we cannot advance.
Čim vrijeđamo bhakte, sam gospodin Vishnu dođe i na naš put navali ogromno kamenje tako da više ne možemo napredovati.
There are six types of Vaishnav offenses.
Postoji šest vrsta uvreda prema bhaktama.
The first is to physically beat a devotee.
Prva uvreda je fizički nanijeti bol, odnosno tući bhaktu.
Even if you only kick him in good Bosnian cultural way in the behind, that is absolutely to be avoided.
Čak i ako ga samo lupite na dobri bosanski kulturni način pozadi, to također trebamo izbjegavati.
The second type of offense, which is really rolling a big block of stone on your way, is to blaspheme or criticize a devotee.
Druga uvreda koja također navaljuje ogroman kamen spoticanja na vaš put jest kritiziranje ili vrijeđanje bhakta.
The third thing you must avoid is to be a malice, that is to have a bad feelings towards a devotee.
Treća stvar koju trebate izbjegavati jest imati loše osjećaje prema bhaktama.
The next thing is to be angry at a devotee, that you must avoid.
Potom sljedeća stvar koju valja izbjegavati jest da se naljutite na bhakte.
And the next offense, it's so subtle, is to not greet a devotee, not to say dobro došli.
A sljedeća uvreda koja je vrlo suptilna jest ne pozdraviti bhaktu, ne reći mu dobrodošao.
And the next offense gets even more subtle.
Sljedeća uvreda još je suptilnija.
It is to not be happy when you meet a devotee.
A ona je da ne osjećate radost kada vidite bhaktu.
Oh. You know. This is a very these are six types of offenses which bring you to fall down from the spiritual path.
To je šest vrsta uvreda koje vode prema vašem padu sa duhovnog puta.
What it positively means is you should have nice relationships with devotees.
Pozitivna strana ovoga je da trebate imati dobre odnose sa bhaktama.
You should be friendly.
Trebate biti prijateljski naklonjeni.
You should serve the devotee.
Trebate služiti bhakte.
You should converse with the devotee.
Trebate razgovarati s njim.
And do service.
I trebate ga služiti.
I think I've said this already. Friendliness.
Dakle, prijateljstvo.
Association.
Društvo.
Conversation.
Razgovor.
And service.
I služenje.
These four things are Vaishnava, a good association with Vaishnavas.
Ove četiri stvari čine pravilno druženje sa Vaishnavama.
I feel if as devotees we learn this a little bit better, our spiritual lives will become much more substantial.
I osjećam da ako ukoliko ovo naučimo kao bhakte, da će naši duhovni životi postati puno substancijalniji.
In the proper association between devotees, the Lord manifests.
Gospodin se očituje u pravilnom odnosu među bhaktama.
He says, I'm not, Krishna says, I'm not in the spiritual world Vaikuntha.
Krishna kaže, ja se ne nalazim u duhovnom svijetu na Vaikunti.
I'm not in the hearts of the yogis who meditate there about me.
Ne nalazim se u srcima yogija koji meditiraju tamo na mene.
I'm there where my devotees meet together and talk about me.
Već se nalazim na onom mjestu gdje se moji bhakte susreću i razgovaraju o meni.
Like a flame which manifests from dry straw or dry wood, the Lord manifests there where his devotees speak about him or glorify him.
Poput plamena koji se pojavljuje iz suhog drveta, gospodin se očituje na mjestu na kojem njegovi bhakte razgovaraju o njemu.
When you are together with devotees, give them presents.
kada se nalazite sa baktama, dajte im poklone.
And accept presents.
I primajte poklone.
Please do not only give me presents. I'm going to have a whole bag here.
Molim vas, nemojte davati poklone samo meni, već imam cijelu vreću punu poklona.
Olive oil.
Maslinovo ulje.
You give, you should give presents amongst yourself.
Trebate se međusobno darivati.
Give prasadam and take prasadam.
Dajte prasadam i primajte ga.
And also reveal your mind and get confidential instructions from others.
I također također se povjeravajte drugima.
There's,
I neka se drugi povjeravaju vama.
There's so much strength in these activities.
Postoji toliko snage u ovim uputama.
Krishna comes in those activities.
I u tim se djelatnostima pojavljuje Krishna.
I want to end my little seminar today by reading to you from the newspapers.
Ovo današnji seminar želio bih završiti čitajući vam nešto iz novina.
Spiritual newspapers.
Iz duhovnih novina.
It's about a festival where the association of devotees are nicely celebrated.
To su novine u kojima se opisuje proslava, vrlo lijepa proslava raznih festivala.
Now this gets very difficult. You have to give all your blessings to our Stavalvali because I will go a little brizzle. It's about Raj Santosh, the disciple of Narottam Das Thakur, who arranged a festival amongst devotees where Lord Chaitanya became personally visible.
Dakle, to je, govori se o festivalu kojeg je organizirao učenik Narottam Das Thakura i na kom se osobno pojavio gospodin Chaitanya.
This festival took place one year after Mahaprabhu had disappeared.
Taj festival odvijao godinu dana nakon što je gospodin Chaitanya nestao sa svijeta.
During this traditional and historic festival, six sets of big deities were installed.
I tijekom ovog festivala ustoličene šest parova ogromnih božanstava.
The Vaishnavas or devotees of Krishna from all over Bengal came together in the town of Keturigram to celebrate.
I Vaishnave iz cijelog Bengala došli su u mjesto Keturigram kako bi to proslavili.
There were big boats which brought those devotees over the river into their different little houses which were specially built by the king Santosh, the disciple of Narottam.
I oni su brodovima prelazili rijeku i dolazili u kućice koje je posebno dao izgraditi taj kralj Santosh, koji je bio učenik Narottam Das Thakura.
A whole stage was constructed like this.
Bila je izgrađena cijela pozornica na likovoj.
That's huge, 200 meters, 200 meters long.
Međutim, bila je dugačka 100 ili 200 metara.
There were big mountains of rice before it.
Na njoj su bila ogromna brda riže.
Big bowls full of jokurt and lassi drink.
I to su bile ogromne posude ispunjene lasijem i jogurtom.
And the devotees made in the night before the festival such a big kirtan a huge hall was erected which was just for kirtan.
I podignuta ogromna dvorana namijenjena samo kirtanu.
Yes. Now let me describe to you this one particular kirtan in which Lord Chaitanya appeared.
I sada ću vam opisati jedan stanoviti kirtan u kojem se pojavio sam gospodin Chaitanya.
The whole meeting was supervised by Janavi Mata, the wife of Lord Nishingadev. No, not Lord, of Lord Nityananda, I'm sorry.
Cijelu proslavu nadzirala je Janava Mata, žena Nityananda Prabhu.
During the festival she came and said to Narottam, Narottam, all the Vaishnavas are now waiting to hear you sing.
Tijekom festivala ona je prišla Narottam Das Thakuru i rekla je, Narottam, svi ovi bhakti očekuju da ti sada pjevaš.
Then Narottam got his four midanga players together.
Narottam je prizvao sebi četvoro svirača mridangi
with eyes which were full of tears of love of God, he paid his obeisances to all the Vaishnavas before he started.
I sa očima koje su bile ispunjene ljubavlju prema Bogu, odaje poštovanje svim baktama prije početka.
And then he started to sing in a very sweet, unknown, previously unknown melody.
I potom je počeo pjevati vrlo slatku i ranije nepoznatu melodiju.
Because Krishna was in his heart, the whole atmosphere became sweet like honey.
I budući se Krishna nalazi u njegovom srcu, cijelo je ozračje postalo slatko poput meda.
Soon the devotees were drifting in this kirtan.
Ubrzo almost su bhakti lebdili u ovom kirtanu.
Almost like flowers on honey. They were drifting like this.
I oni su tako lebdili, plutali poput cvijeta na medu.
And the midanga players were all playing in the same rhythm. Chang. Chaka chang.
I svi su svirači mridangi potpuno na isti način vodili ritam.
It became so ecstatic that all the devotees started to cry, but not little tears like tick, 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 like from syringe.
I sve postalo tako ekstatično da su bakte počeli plakati. To nisu bile neke male suze koje bi tekle iz obraze, već su im one štrcale iz očiju.
And all of a sudden,
kao ispričajte,
let me tell you,
i odjednom, dopusti da vam to ispričam,
Lord Chaitanya manifested himself in the midst of the dancing devotees.
Usred rasplesanih bakta, gospodin se Chaitanya očitovao.
He was surrounded by Advaita Acharyas whose beard was going back and forth.
Do njega je stajao Advaita Acharya, čija je brada išla amo tamo.
Achyutananda, the son of Advaita, said, "Father, father, you have left us, but you have come again. Let us dance."
Achyutananda, sin Advaita Acharya, rekao je, "Oče, oče, napustio si nas, ali sad si se ponovo vratio, pleši s nama."
And then a special thrill of an ecstasy came in the crowd because the great dancer appeared, Lord Nityananda.
A onda je tom skupinom prošao jedan posebni srh, jer se odjedanput pojavio veliki plesač, gospodin Nityananda.
The devotees were building circles around, one around Chaitanya, another around Nityananda, and the circles began to revolve like chakras.
Bhakti su napravili krugove, jedan oko gospodina Chaitanya, drugi oko Nityananda, i ti su se krugovi počeli vrtiti poput čakri.
Yes. And at the end, everyone was so ecstatic, they could not maintain their composure any longer.
I na kraju taj kirtan postao tako ekstatičan da oni više nisu mogli zadržati prisustvo duha.
Then Janavama distributed red powder everywhere.
Tada je Janava masivno podijelila crveni prah.
And they started to throw this red powder on the bodies of the devotees.
I oni su počeli gađati tijela bakta tim crvenim prahom.
Soon the whole sky was red from the powder of all the devotees who throw them.
Uskoro je cijeli zrak postao pun tog crvenog praha koji su bakte bacali.
Like this.
Hare
Krishna. And well, at the end everyone just fell down and paid their most respectful obeisances before each other, dandavat.
I na kraju svi su bakte pali ničice na tlo i odali jedni drugima svoje najponiznije poštovanje.
By now the devotees had forgotten their own bodies.
Do tog vremena bakti su već zaboravili na svoja tijela.
Their hearts were melting with love.
Njihova su se srca topila od ljubavi.
And this way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought out from their hearts the hidden
ničice na tlo i odali jedni drugima svoje najponiznije poštovanje.
By now the devotees had forgotten their own bodies.
Do tog vremena bakti su već zaboravili na svoja tijela.
Their hearts were melting with love.
Njihova su se srca topila od ljubavi.
In this way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought out from their heart the hidden prema or love of Godhead.
I na taj način gospodin Čajtanja iz njihovih srca izvukao skrivenu premu, ljubav prema Bogu.
Now outside the kirtan hall,
izvan te dvorane za kirtan,
people came from all directions of the world.
Ljudi su dolazili sa svih strana svijeta.
Army.
Sa cijelom svojom vojskom.
And they distributed prasadam to everyone.
I oni su svima dijelili prasadam.
Ketori Gram Festival ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Why do I tell this?
Zašto sam vam ovo ispričao?
It gives you a sign, or it gives you a feeling how it was when the devotees came together and glorified Lord Chaitanya.
To sam ispričao zbog toga kako biste dobili ideju toga na što je ličilo kada bi se bhakte skupili.
At the end of this festival, Narottam Das Thakur said we must get the foot wash water from all the Vaishnavas.
I na kraju festival Narottam Das Thakur je rekao trebamo oprati stopala svim baktama koji su prisustvovali tom festivalu.
Because this water is so powerful that it takes away all the sins out of the heart to the in the life of a person who drinks it.
Jer je ta voda toliko moćna da uništava sve grijehe iz srca osobe koja ju popije.
And they got a huge, huge container out of this water.
I tako su donijeli jednu ogromnu posudu za svu tu vodu.
And in the end, Narottam was drinking it.
I na kraju je Narottam pio.
And he said, there's something missing here.
I rekao je, nešto ovdje nedostaje.
One of the few hundred thousand Vaishnavas has not given his foot for bathing. I can taste it.
Jedan od stotine tisuća prisutnih Vaishnava nije dao svoje stopalo da ih operu, mogu to osjetiti.
It's not right.
To nije pravilno.
So then the devotee said, well, yes, there was one Vaishnava, he had a little lepra. So he said, no, not my foot, a little lepra is here, not good.
I Vaishnava se rekli, da, tu postoji jedan bakta koji je imao gubu, tako da je rekao, ne, nije dobro da me perete stopala jer je na njima guba.
Narottam said, get this Vaishnava.
Narottam rekao, dovedite tog Vaishnavu.
A devotee cannot be seen with material eyes.
Baktu ne možete gledati materijalnim očima.
He has a spiritual body.
On ima duhovno tijelo.
We need his water.
I potrebna nam je njegova voda.
Then only the water is, the foot wash water is all right.
I tek će tada ta voda koja je oprala sa vaše stopala biti u redu.
So it was done, and then Narottam they just took the Vaishnava. No need. They just took him, just sit here and washed his feet and then put the water.
I tako su dobili tog baktu koliko nema potrebe. Oni su rekli samo sjedi tu i izlili mu vodu na stopala.
So this water is very, very powerful.
Ta voda je vrlo, vrlo moćna.
And I have a little water of this.
I imam malo te vode.
Because I fear that I will be robbed and stolen, I have not this water with me.
Da se bojim da me neko neće orobiti ili pokrasti, nemam je trenutno sa sobom.
But in Germany I have it in a, you know, this trezor.
Međutim u Njemačkoj je držim u trezoru.
And when Sundarananda comes to visit me in Germany, I will give him a little drop, and he can put a little other water, and then you can, it has the homeopathic information which is necessary to make you pure devotees if you drink it.
I kada me Sundarananda prvo dođe posjetiti, dat ću mu kap te vode, onda može pomiješati sa drugom vodom i podijeliti svima vama. Ta voda ima homeopatski učinak da od vas učini čiste bakte.
I'm telling you this because I want to make a point. Learn to associate properly with devotees.
Govorim o ovome kako bih iznio važnu poantu. Naučite se pravilno družiti s baktama.
Our movement can become so attractive and powerful if we simply learn to serve the other Vaishnavas.
Naš pokret može postati tako snažan i privlačan ako se naučimo pravilno družiti sa drugim Vaishnavama.
Now, if there is no Vaishnava who is advanced to associate with,
ako ne postoji neki Vaishnava, neki napredni Vaishnava s kojim se možemo družiti,
you have to learn a secret.
Trebate naučiti tajnu.
Learn to associate with yourself.
Naučite se družiti sami sa sobom.
Srila Swami says, Vaishnava association with advanced devotees is most important.
Srila Swami kaže, najvažnije je društvo naprednih bhakta.
But if we cannot find such advanced devotees,
međutim, ako ne možete pronaći takve napredne bhakte,
we have to associate with ourselves.
Moramo se družiti sa sobom.
So you may say, but what now? I'm not very advanced. If I associate with myself, I will be totally in Maya.
I onda se možemo misliti, pa ali ja nisam tako napredan, ako se družim sa sobom, samo ću biti u Maji.
If I listen to my mind, oops, I don't know where I will be the next minute.
Ako budem slušao svoj um, ne znam gdje ću biti sljedećeg trenutka.
My dear devotees,
dragi moji bhakte,
dear friends,
dragi prijatelji,
dear skeptics,
dragi skeptici,
if you follow the advices of this seminar,
ako budete slijedili savjet ovog seminara,
you will become a spiritually advanced person in one sense.
Postaćete duhovno napredna osoba u jednom smislu.
That you keep spiritual practices alive in your life.
Održat ćete duhovnu praksu živom u vašim životima.
Not by your own power will you be good association.
Nećete biti dobro društvo vlastitom snagom.
But you will be good association by the power of these spiritual processes which we have mentioned.
Međutim, bit ćete dobro društvo zahvaljujući ovim duhovnim procesima koje smo spomenuli.
Do not forget, we have a wonderful mission in Croatia.
Nemojte zaboraviti da imamo predivnu misiju u Hrvatskoj.
Croatian people are one of the most warm-hearted people in the world.
Hrvati su jedni su narod koji ima jedno od najtoplijih srca u cijelom svijetu.
And they have a natural inclination towards spiritual adventure and spiritual life.
Imaju prirodnu sklonost prema duhovnoj pustolovini i duhovnom životu.
I feel if we as devotees become spiritually strong and empowered,
i osjećam da ako mi kao bhakte postanemo duhovno snažni i upunomoćeni,
we can give these people here so much of this ancient tradition which will help them in their lives.
Tim ćemo ljudima moći toliko te duhovne tradicije koje će im pomoći u životima.
Maya will always come to throw you off your course.
Maja će uvijek doći kako bi vas zastranila sa vašeg puta.
Remember the airplane?
Sjetite se zrakoplova.
Which had this high waves, high winds, and which blew the plane off course.
Kojeg su snažni vjetrovi neprestano ozbuhivali sa njegove putanje.
But this doesn't matter.
Ali to nije bitno.
Always get back on the right course.
Uvijek se vratite na pravilnu putanju.
And then you will inherit the spiritual blessings of the Lord in a natural course of time.
I tada ćete naslijediti gospodine blagoslove prirodno tijekom vremena.
Now I have come to a natural end.
Sada sam došao do jednog prirodnog kraja.
We are talking now since 4 hours.
Govorim već 4 sata.
It was the first time in my life where I gave such a seminar on this subject, spiritual survival.
Ovo je prvi put u životu da dajem seminar na ovu temu duhovnog preživljavanja.
I hoped I could serve you and give you some inspirations on your spiritual life.
Nadam se da sam vas mogao služiti i dati vam nadahnuće u vašim duhovnim životima.
Please think about the subjects.
Molim vas, razmislite o ovim temama.
I'm a little handicapped because I would have liked to do a question and answer session, but it's 8:10 and we are almost 1 hour over time.
Jako bih želio da imamo vremena za pitanje i odgovore, međutim već je 8:10 i kasnimo gotovo sat vremena.
But I'm already planning my next seminar when I come in a few months back.
Međutim već planiram novi seminar koji ću imati kad dođe za par mjeseci.
I want to make a journey in 2 months with a group up the Himalayan mountains to Muktinath.
Želim tijekom 2 mjeseca sa jednom skupinom otputovati u Muktinath u Himalajima.
I want to bring slides with me from this. I have a photographer and a video filmer, and then I will show them to you.
Imam fotografa i osobu koja se to snima na video, tako da bih vam želio donijeti još jedan dio projekciju sa toga putovanja.
And I would like to give a shorter seminar with more possibility to have questions and answers.
I želio bih dati jedan kraći seminar sa više mogućnosti otvorenih za pitanja i odgovore.
I would be happy if we all if all of us can meet again together.
Volio bih da se svi možemo ponovo sastati.
Make meetings like this more and more, which can hopefully inspire us and give us strength on our spiritual path.
I imati se više i više ovakvih sastanaka koji će nas pojačati na našem duhovnom putu.
Yes, we will. There will be one short announcement after I have finished.
Nakon što završim, bit će još jedna kratka najava.
I want to finish now.
I sada želim završiti.
Hvala puno, and sve najbolje, and laku noć, and Hare Krishna.